Let me tell you something. He became poor so that we might be rich. That's the word of God. He became sin so we might be righteous. Nobody has a problem with that. He became wounded so that we might be healed. Nobody has a problem with that. So now we don't need to have a problem with this either. He became poor so we might be rich. He wants us to have abundance in our lives. God wants to give you as much money as He can trust you with. May have discouraged a few of you right then, but a good man, in fact, I'll give you the text for it. Proverbs 13:22. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. And I had somebody tell me, well, actually, I think that that inheritance is an inheritance of like godliness and character and integrity and holiness. And I said, no. It's an inheritance of cash. You say, well, how do you know that? Because the second half of that verse says, and the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. What's the wealth of the wicked? Is it godliness and character and integrity and holiness? No. What is the wealth of the wicked? Cash. There it is. Come on, say it like you believe it. There's a harvest with my name on it. Man, you got to believe that. You got to believe. You got to know that you know that you know. Faith is the evidence. It's the title deed to things not seen. My faith in God. My faith that He became poor so I might be rich. My faith that He gives seed to the sower. My faith that He says that a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. My faith that He says, I want you to prosper and be in health, even as your own soul prospers. My faith in God's abundance causes me to say that I have proof in my heart that there is a harvest with my name on it, and I won't stop looking until it's in my barn.
This is an excerpt from the teaching by Mark Gorman titled God's Plan for Prosperity.
And specifically, I want to talk to you about the four types of giving taught in the Bible. You know, for a while, I'd been teaching on the three types of giving in the Bible, and then the Lord reminded me about a fourth type. There's not only tithe, alms, and seed, but also the Bible teaches about first fruits. And we're going to get into the other three in just a moment, but first fruits is sort of an unusual. And so what I'm encouraging you to understand is a couple of principles here. One is that whatever motivates your giving determines what you're giving. If your giving is motivated by obedience, that means you're giving either tithe or first fruits. If your giving is motivated by faith, you're giving seed. If your giving is motivated by sympathy, you're giving alms. So I encourage you, when you go into a church, when you go into a ministry that you're going to give to, know why you're giving.
This is an excerpt from the teaching by Mark Gorman titled Four Types of Giving. All of the selections on this CD may be purchased in their entirety. You may do so by visiting the store on our website, markgorman.com. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you is our prayer.